The cries rang out through the neighborhood. It woke the old man up. Switching his table lamp on, he fumbled through his worn blanket to put on his indoor bath slippers. As he stumbled to the aged window, he peered through the blinds at the source of the sound next door.
"Who's making all that racket?"
he mumbled to himself. Stumbling to the kitchen, the light sleeper went to brew some coffee in the pot. Sitting down with his dusty oaken table to accompany him, he stared into the pot, over at the counter deep in thought. As the steam oozed out of the pot, he sat in darkness. There was no one to bother him. It was quiet and peaceful. But he realized that was the problem. There was no one to bother him. Episode 9. Your life is a pinwheel. Welcome to the Tempered Fables. My name is N.T. Clover. Come, sit by the fire. Let me tell you a story. It was day. And on the other side of the fence, it was a celebration. Smiles were all around, the birth of little Charlie, the son of a hearty husband and a loving wife. The couple wanted to get away from the bustling of city life and wanted to teach their newborn child a peaceful love. Everyone from the neighborhood came to celebrate, bearing gifts from their farmlands and family stores, fruits from the lands, flowers picked from the fields nearby, and handmade toys filled the room as the olden neighbors welcomed new life. But there came another doorbell. One unexpected. Old man Gary next door, the wrinkles cratered across his face, a sunken frown and a leg limp from the war. He came alone, as always. Not a single greeting to be heard by others, he brought with him a thickened air. The husband gulped, and the wife's hands were shaking. This was their first time meeting in such close distance, even if they were neighbors for years.
"What is this all about?" he growled.
The smiles stopped, the cheers died out, and all stopped dead in their tracks. They were wary of what the old man was going to do next. What's his next move? Unpredictable, really. Just like what actually happened next. The cries of little Charlie came from the next room. He turned and opened that door to meet the star of the party. Little Charlie, dressed in baby blue, on a pram, surrounded by the others. In the midst of the sunlight, the old man approached little Charlie, hovering across the room slowly. The men and women stepped back. They weren't sure what to make of this, a recluse known to the village and his next action. But Charlie didn't mind, well, his cries rather, as it echoed in such a heavy moment. His eyes locked onto the helpless child squirming around in his pram. The cries started to stop, and the child looked back at old Gary. The old met the young, and the young met the old. Strangely enough, it is in this scene that we see the old man perked up for the first time in decades. A slight smirk and bursting into a smile for the little child. Much to the shock of the people around him, old man Gary had a sudden surge of energy crept into him, and his life looked larger than ever.
"Hello there, little boy. How are you?"
This grumpy turned joyful character asked the little boy. Charlie started to laugh at this strange clown-like person, wriggling his little body in the pram out of glee. Wondering what all the ruckus was about, the parents walked in to see their aging neighbor carrying the baby in his arms. At first, the father was about to intervene, but the look on the child's face... Even as the party ended, the old guest was the last one to leave. He couldn't put down the boy, always laughing and smiling in delight. But when it was time to go, he put the boy back in the pram and confronted the parents.
"So?"
he asked, the smile now gone from his face.
Yes, sir, Mr. Sir?
The father replied, echoing the slight hint of fear in his speech.
"When can I come visit again?"
And the old man broke into a laugh and patted him smack on the back. It became regular. Old man Gary would come over to play with little Charlie, bringing him toys and stories. As he grew older, little Charlie found a new joy in running around the house, leaving the old man far behind to catch up with him. But age never stopped the old soldier. During the day, Charlie would play around in the fields, looking for insects to catch or new adventures fit for the little brave warrior. Old man Gary would take care of him as the parents worked and toiled around the house. At night, in front of the fireplace, that's when the voices come alive. Tales of rabbits and turtles, of wolves telling lies, or tons of other fables out there in the ether. He could make these up as they go along. That's okay. Little Charlie would follow. He would enjoy every step of the journey. Because that's the point of it, right? One fateful day, after years of knowing each other, old man Gary gave little Charlie, not as little anymore, a gift. It was a pinwheel, handmade, dried leaves stuck out as petals, all weaved in an irregular fashion over a metal wire frame. Each leaf was painted a different color, albeit unevenly. It took the old man quite a while to finish it, his frail, shaking hands weaving in between the leaves, but it can move. And once it does, oh, can it make a whirling sound. It was loud and beautiful, as if propelling to the skies for an indefinite time. The boy ran around the fields with the biggest smile on his face. In his hand, the pinwheel whirled against the summer wind, all through the meadows of autumn and kept safely in blizzard winters. Old Gary saw himself in the boy. And the parents knew it. As if letting out the inner child within him, he wanted Charlie to know better about the world. He knew the skies well, having been up there many times in a previous life. He didn't want him to know about what's happening outside the village.
"The boy is too innocent," he thought to himself.
But not all wishes should be granted, and in all men there is an itch to venture out into the world. Some have lost their itch, while others are just getting started. For old Gary, it was the end. The heart attack brought the man down to a collapse. It was a sad scene. The lovely view of spring outside his window, but a lone man in bed. The others, now warmed up to the kindness of the old man, visit him regularly to take care of him. In between all the memorabilia, fruits and medicine were dropped off and the others took turns to care for the old man. Young Charlie was the most active of the bunch. He stood by him day and night, feeding him and zipping through the chores around the house. But the old man knew. The itch was there. Charlie's rushing, constant stares at the sky, and the unrest was nostalgic. It was his turn to deploy now. Old Gary stopped Charlie's hand mid-feed. In a faint whisper, he asked the man,
"Do you still have the pinwheel?"
Charlie nodded.
"Do you want me to get it for you?"
"No, that's okay. I'm glad to know.
and a faint smile could be seen on the old man's face.
Keep it. I know. You want to venture out, don't you? Learn to fly, my boy. Always aim for the stars.
He closed his eyes as if falling asleep. Charlie frowned and his forehead wrinkled for a moment.
What do you mean, sir?
There was no response. The old man's breathing slowed and slowed and slowed.
Sir?
Mr. Gary? One final breath. There was a sniff and a tear streamed down the boy's cheek. He held his hand, losing warmth by the seconds. Time paused for that moment.
Always aim for the stars.
The old man knew. It rang in his mind throughout the years, young Charlie, as he went on adventures around the world. All throughout the travels, the wars, and the struggles he had.
Learn to fly, my boy.
Even the deaths of those around him, he would always look up, just like old man Gary would do. And the pinwheel?
Keep it.
It still whirls through all the seasons, never stopping, never broken. It never faltered. It seemed so human. As long as there was wind, it can move. As long as there was life, we shall live. As long as there is no stopping us, we can fly. That, my children, is the story of old man Gary. A wonderful grandfather and an even lovelier man. Now, my children, here's your lesson. How precious can one's life be, unbeknownst to us, that when only met with death, we realized how close it had been all along? How close we are to that fateful ending, how close we are to our last chapters. But there's life even after death. Your decades of wisdom could be shared with the children around you. There are plenty of ways. The touch, the plays, and the storytelling voices. You can live forever through others. Isn't it amazing? To be immortal through others? For them, they don't know any better, but we can guide them. When we make a connection with such minds, their eyes are a reminder of what was, what is, and what will. Such greatness, yet frail in direction. These children. That is what we are here for. To pave the way for them to fly. We should always move for them, just like pinwheels do. And the one in the story? It's yours now. Here. I have it for you. Right here. I want to give it to you. My time is up. And yours is starting. Don't worry. All will be well. And all will be happy. Your life is a pinwheel. Now fly. And that is the end of the tale. Until next time, friend. I'll be waiting. By the fire. Hey guys, Norman here. Thank you for listening to this one. I had the inspiration from this, for this story, from a visit to my grandfather. He's currently in a nursing home right now, and I had the chance to visit him a few times, so I really do appreciate it. I wanted to focus on
wisdom between ages. And I realize that it's a form of a cycle. The old passes their knowledge and wisdom to the young, and the young experience life, and then it's their turn to pass to their young. So that was something that I wanted to capture in this story. And the closest shape was a pinwheel, which I saw while searching something online or whatever. And I thought that it felt pretty appropriate for a story like this, to give it to a child as a toy. So yeah, there was nothing more than that, so yeah. Anyway, as always, thank you for listening in your favorite podcast app, whether it be iTunes or Android or maybe Spotify or CastBox or whatnot. And thank you for the support. If you know anyone else who enjoys stories like these, do share the link with them. I would really appreciate it. I'd like to try a little bit more voice acting or character practice, so probably the next few stories, the characters would diverge away from the standard human-like characters and more into animals or otherworldly creatures, so we'll see how crazy that would go. Basically, it'll give me an excuse to be wild in my voices, so. Anyway, as always, this is Norman, voiceover, voice talent, speaker and writer. And you've been listening to The Tempered Fables, and I will catch you in the next episode. Bye. The following songs have been used under the Creative Commons license obtained from Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. Mesmerize, Suonatore di Liuto, Heartwarming, Colorless Aura, and Bright Wish. Sounds are obtained from Zapsplat.com.